boys, eat up all your oatmeal, and you see those lumps in there? They got extra energy for your first day at preschool.
Jess, this is so hard. Our boys are leaving us and going out into the cold, cruel world.
I'll take care of her. Honey, it's not that cruel out there. Wait, look at this. Look at this schedule, okay? Cartoons, snack. Finger painting, snack. Nap time, snack.
That's my schedule. And I'm late for the Flintstones. Yippee-dippee-doo.
Lunch boxes with two little handles that they'll hold as they walk out of our lives. Jess, they're not ready for preschool. They're just little boys.
Oh, honey, they're not boys. They're men. They're
Katsopolis men.
Yeah, they're strong. They're tough. They'll be... Boys, show Mommy your muscles.
I know preschool's important for the boys, but I'm not ready to let go.
The point is, I'll take the boys to school, you go to work, and everything will be fine, okay? I'll be strong for the both of us.
Okay, honey. You're a rock.
All right. All right, Ren, Stimpy, here are your lunch boxes, and let's go to school. Here, go say goodbye to Mommy.
Bye-bye, Mommy. Oh. Later, alligator.
And a wild crocodile.
All right, come on, boys. You're gonna get tears all over your new school clothes. Let's go.
Bye. Bye. Have fun.
Holy foghorn, Batman. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just miss Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, don't worry, Becky. Joey has them all on tape. Michelle, where's Steph? She's gonna be late for school.
She's still putting on makeup. Dad, when do I get to wear makeup? I'm in the third grade, you know.
Sweetheart, you don't need makeup. You're naturally beautiful.
They sing Steph and Deej are Bow Wows.
No, honey, they're not Bow. Wow! Steph, what are you wearing?
Clothes.
Let me rephrase that. What are you not wearing? Danny for 100, what is a long enough shirt?
Please don't embarrass me. Gia's gonna be here any minute.
Gia? Honey, you know, I'm starting to wonder if she's having too much of an influence on you.
Dad, don't worry. She's not. I am my own person. Hey, Steph. Hey, Gia.
Looks like you're her person, too.
Hi, little Michelle. Are you ready for your first day at third grade?
Are you ready for your third year of seventh grade? That's my ride.
Whoa, Steph. Hey, next time you borrow my makeup, just use a day's worth. It's a long day.
You know, DJ's right. I think you ought to go upstairs and chip some of that off.
Dad, that's not fair. It's my face.
And I want to see more of it. And less of your belly button.
Let's go. Time's a-wasting. Senior year's waiting.
Kimmy, we have plenty of time. What's the rush?
What's the rush? I gotta get a date for the senior prom.
Kimmy, prom's 9 months away.
9?
I thought it was 10. Oh, this is getting grim. Come on, let's move. Bye.
Bye.
What a waste. I only got to look cool for like 12 seconds. Just leave the mascara. Eyes are the first thing a guy notices.
Really?
Well, for now.
Ah, that's much better. Here's my little angel face.
I'm ruined.
Steph, I don't mean to be a nag, but I kind of remember telling you to clean up your room yesterday.
Dad, I'll do it later.
Yeah, well, you said that before, and that would make later now, wouldn't it? Sweetheart, you're going to have a much, much better day at school knowing that your room is neat and tidy. I know I used to.
It's your room. Why does your dad care if it's clean?
My dad cares if your room is clean.
But you're right. I like it like this. I'll clean it when I want to.
Go.
Wait.
Perfect.
All right, boys, this is it. Preschool.
Hi, the Katsopoulos men are here. Nikki on the right leg, Alex on the left leg. They're a little nervous.
Well, hi, I'm Miss Susie, and you know what? There is nothing to be nervous about, because we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Miss Susie, let me handle this. I'm their father.
All right, boys, now listen. Now, I know we've been together every single day since you guys were born. And I know it's going to be very tough for you guys to leave me. But you got to be strong, okay? Now, you give your daddy a big kiss goodbye.
Train! Grizzle!
Boys. Oh, I get it. That's right. Katsopoulos men, they don't kiss goodbye. That's right. Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. How about just a little one on the cheek or something? Just a tiny little kiss on the cheek? No, okay, good, that's fine. That's all right, you know. I'm just your father. I'm only the guy who raised you. Ignore me.
You know, I think Nikki and Alex are going to do just fine.
Yeah. You know, I better just stay here a while and watch. I'll stay out of everyone's way. I'll be fine right here.
Mr. Katsopoulos, I understand that it's hard for some parents to let go of their children the first time.
Yeah. But some parents really get wacko about it, huh? Is this clay non-toxic?
You know, this is the time when our parents usually go.
Go? Oh, go! God, I bet you meant wee-wee go. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Okay, well, here I'm going. I'm almost gone. I'm gone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good boy.
Stranger! I'm a friend.
Mr. Katsopoulos.
Miss Susie. I was just leaving. And how did this table get on my back?
Mr. Katsopoulos, believe me, I have been doing this a very long time.
I'm sure you have.
Nikki and Alex are doing just fine, and they really don't need you here right now.
They don't need me? They don't need their dad? Did you see that? That little ankle biter just stole that puzzle from my sweet little Alex.
You know, Alex really doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, sure. On the outside, he's having fun playing and stuff. But inside, the kid's crying like a little baby. And just think of the effect it must be having on his poor little brother.
Kiki!
That was a cry for help. Listen, I think their mother was right. I just don't think they're ready. Come on, boys. It's time to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
No, not to me, huh? Now, listen, guys. We're going over the wall.
Let's go over, Daddy.
Well, it is for you guys. Come on, hop on. That's good. Here we go. Say goodbye to Miss Susie.
Bye-bye, Miss Susie.
Bye.
Come on.
Jess. I am so sorry.
Why? What'd you do?
I flipped out this morning, and I have been thinking about it, and you were right. Nikki and Alex are ready for preschool, and I just have to accept that. Honey, well, thank you for being so strong.
Well, gosh knows I was strong. But, you know, honey, I think you were right.
Oh, no. What happened? How was their first day?
Just like them. Short. They got there, honey, and quite frankly, they just weren't ready.
Oh, Jess, I was afraid that this would happen.
Yeah, well, hey, we gave it a shot, you know? But listen, we'll try in a couple of years, okay? Maybe when they're a little more mature, they're a little more grown, their sideburns fill in.
A couple of years? Honey, what are we going to do? They'll fall way behind the other kids.
In what, Plato comprehension? No, listen, honey, I got this whole thing figured out, okay? Joey and I, we do the radio show, but not until late afternoon, okay? I'm going to teach the kids everything they need to learn right here in this house.
Jess, you are not exactly Mr. Rogers.
What's to know? You teach the kid a couple vowels, and then you teach him all the other letters that aren't vowels. And then you put a puppet on, and that's it. It's fine.
Honey, don't you think the kids should interact with other kids on their level?
That's where Joey comes in.
What a dump. Didn't Dad tell you to clean up?
Yes, he did. But he's just gonna have to understand that I'm old enough to keep this room the way I want.
And you're gonna have to understand that you're not gonna be able to watch TV for the rest of your life.
Oh, little Michelle, this might be just a bit over your head. When you're older, you'll understand.
And when you're older, you still won't.
Let me handle this. All our lives, we've lived under Dad's rules. And what do we have to show for it?
Nice house, good food, $1 a week. Don't rock the boat.
Michelle?
Howdy, Rumi.
That's a funny thing for someone to say before they leave.
I'm not leaving. Steph is a total slob, so I decided to move in with you, the good sister.
Oh, Stephanie's not bad. She's just becoming a teenager. It's a rough time. I went through it. You're going to go through it. And take it from a voice of experience, the best place to go through it is in your own room.
How about I go through it in your room?
Michelle, I love you, so I'm not going to kick you out. Dad?
Does Dad have to get involved in this?
Michelle, you're not moving in here.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You have to go back in there. I'm much older now.
Hey. Okay, who was ever wrong last time, you're right this time. Let's have dinner.
You're always taking her side.
Dad, Michelle thinks that just because Stephanie is turned into Little Miss Pigpen, she can move in with me.
Her room is still dirty. I distinctly told her to clean it up.
Well, maybe you need to tell her more to stink dirt.
Dad, just go in there and yell at her. Lay down the law. That always worked with me.
You know, Deej, over the years, I have come a long way as a dad. I have learned that there are many other techniques besides yelling. Sometimes a little subtle psychology can go a long way. Let's watch.
What subtle psychology?
Look at this room. You call this clean?
Not that.
Look at this mess. Looks like your closet threw up.
But, Dad...
No but, Dads. If this room is not up to Tanner's standards, you're going to be grounded for 2 weeks. Bigfoot will be seen around this neighborhood more than you. Have I made myself clear?
Loud and clear.
All right. And, DJ, I don't want you to see Kimmy anymore.
What?
Sorry, I was on a roll. Thought I'd give it a shot.
Dad, what happened to subtle psychology?
No, see, that was subtle psychology. You don't want to see me when I get mad.
Man, he sounded just like my mom. Last night she made me do the dishes. It's not like we were out of clean ones.
Yeah, well, I better get busy.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's pretty cool you got away with it as long as you did.
I guess.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, see ya. This room is not that gross.
Maybe it is.
Anisopolis Institute of Lower Learning is now in session. Now, what better place to start than the beginning, right? Here we go, guys. What letter is this?
A.
Yes, good boy. See, my boys don't need preschool. Okay, very good, very good. Now, let's talk about some words that start with the letter A, shall we? All right, there we go. What's that? A is for...
rock.
No, well, heck of a try. Alex, A is for...
balloon.
No. Good try, though, son, good try. Help him out.
I gotta go with Nikki on the rock.
It starts with an A.
Okay. A, rock.
And you are a idiot. Now, come on. You're supposed to help me here. Sit down. All right. We're done with the alphabet. Now we're going to move on to counting.
I can help you out there, Jess. Okay, boys. Let's count candy. All right. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now you guys count.
I like counting. I count cookies.
No, we're not going to count cookies here. We're here to learn.
We want cookies. We want cookies. We want cookies.
I'm losing control
here.
Here. Here we go. Look at this, guys. Look at...
cookies.
Hi! Look at him. Look at him. Hi, guys! I'm, Hot Daddy, Puppet Monkey Boy. And I'm here to tell you that we're gonna do something that's so much fun, you won't even think of cookies. You know what it is?
Don't jump on the bed!
Hot Daddy Monkey Puppet Boy says, don't jump on the bed! Don't... What am I gonna do? Ooh! Ooh! Joey.
You know what my best subject was in preschool?
Mm-mm.
Nap time.
You know, you actually may have something here. A nap is a good idea. You know, it's good. Yeah. We'll set them down, we'll calm them down, good. We'll regroup, and then we'll start teaching them again after that.
Good thinking, Lincoln.
Very good. All right, nap time, boys.
No nap. No nap. No nap. No nap. No nap. No nap.
Yes, nap. Yes, nap. Yes, nap. Come on.
Mom.
Now, you watch your Uncle Joey and I take a nap, okay? Now, watch how fun this will be.
Okay.
Come here. Now, listen. Very good. Lay down. Relax. Now, close your eyes. Good boys. Now, think of something really happy, okay? Close your eyes. Relax. Just think of nice thoughts.
Good job, brother. Thank you, brother.
Guys, what are you doing?
Shh, I played a trick.
Hey, can your old mom play? Hi, guys.
Oh, back, you're home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's school going?
Terrific. Good. Really good. We're just doing a little art appreciation.
Oh, look down. I think you'll appreciate it.
Beck, it's not how it looks.
Oh, so the boys weren't painting your feet while you two fine educators were out cold?
All right, it is how it looks, isn't it?
See, if they paint up to the ankle line,
right?
I could save big bucks on socks.
Ow!
Class dismissed.
Now, Beck, this whole thing was a disaster. I'm not qualified to teach preschool, and Joey's barely qualified to attend.
Oh, honey, it's too bad the boys didn't like preschool.
Well...
we like preschool.
Really?
This dude is nice.
Jess, it sounds to me like they like preschool.
Well, sure, yes, they say so now, but you should have seen their little faces in the corner of that classroom all the...
Were they crying?
Well, they weren't crying in a waterworks way crying. I mean, it was more of a dry cry, really.
Wait, were they angry?
Well, no, they weren't angry per se.
What were they, per se?
Well, per se, they were laughing and playing.
Sounds like you got them out of there just in time.
You weren't the only one to lose it. I lost it, too. I mean, I was fine at breakfast, you know, and we're grooving in the car, the Beach Boys are on, the kids are shaking their hair, and then all of a sudden, I get to the classroom, I ask for a kiss, I pucker up, boom, they stiff me, I'm left mid-pucker.
Oh, honey, they didn't even kiss you goodbye.
No. It's like they didn't even need me. And all that time we spent, you know, rocking them to sleep and feeding them and wiping their little faces and their little noses and all those other wipeable areas. It's like none of that mattered, you know? I mean, I just wanted to hold on. I just wanted to hold on for one more second, and they didn't even turn around.
You know, Jess, maybe it's good that they didn't look back. I mean, maybe it means that we have given them the confidence to go out and face the world without us.
The world? Beck, up until this preschool thing, we were the world.
Honey, if we're acting like this now, what are we going to be like when, you know, they get their license or they go to college, get married, have their own kids?
You're right, honey. Now suddenly this preschool thing doesn't sound so bad.
I know it's hard to let go, but we got to do it sometime. Might as well be now.
Yeah, I hate to walk into college with two freshmen clinging to my legs.
Nikki, Alex, tomorrow you guys are going back to preschool.
Yeah!
That's right, but first we want our kisses. So get over here, pucker up, and give us a kiss goodbye. Come here, give me a kiss.
Well, Jess, this is it. The moment of truth. Can you let go?
I can let go.
Jess, let go.
Oh, right, yeah. Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.